Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome once again. Thank you.
Am I too close to you for comfort? Appreciate it. Yes, that's quite true, you have. Each year, I have recalled it.
No, I tell you, this is the time that we have chosen.
Thank you.
For a good many reasons.
It certainly is gratifying to know that this is the year in which it is going to happen.
Some of you, but we will encourage you all to take each step slowly.
Yes, we do realize these things cannot be rushed.
Each one of you is at their own individual halfway of development.
Yes.
Each one has to be yours for their own capability and that which we can help with will be given.
Okay. What is to come is past. Yes.
What is past is the future. We are on a never-ending cycle of events.
Follow?
Can you follow?
Yes, I can.
It is difficult for you earth beings to understand this. Time is a complicated matter.
Of course.
But I will say there are those of you who can see what is ahead. Not because it is the future, but because it is there. It is past, it is the present, it is the future. It is one whole.
Yes.
A never-ending cycle of events.
This is the conclusion I had come to myself, and I mentioned it earlier this evening when we were talking, that I could see no other explanation, even though we cannot ever understand it.
It is possible for you to understand only once you have been enjoined into that, how shall I say, time capsule.
Yes.
It is always the problem of explaining to you in understandable terms what we know.
Quite. And sometimes it is just not possible to give an explanation which we can understand and accept.
Of course, I will always endeavor to do my best, but I cannot guarantee you will understand the explanation.
We do appreciate this. We know the difficulties, or we can imagine the difficulties.
It is one of the difficulties of trying to explain when it comes to time.
Right.
Past, present, future.
Yes.
All is known.
Yes.
All is not a certainty when it comes to future events, I must say.
I see.
I will elaborate another time on that matter.
Yes, so there are limitations.
Yes, you are correct. Yes.
What led me into this strain of thinking long, long ago was that in the Christian Bible and in the Islamic Quran, it is frequently said, it is written, so-and-so is written. And that made me wonder if it is, in fact, written, as we have said. And you have just explained it.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. Many things are written, if you want to know those words. It is rather more complicated than that, but that simple explanation will do for now.
It is what we here refer to as destiny or fate.
You call it what you will.
That's right.
I will leave the explanation.
Quite.
As it is.
Thank you.
Yes. But perhaps in time to come we can delve more deeply into that.
Well, we look forward to that. And I repeat that, you know, everything is being recorded. Your words are never wasted.
Thank you. But that is the purpose of our work.
Yes.
That it should be spread.
It will.
That the wisdom that we give should be used for the good that it is meant to be used for.
Certainly. It is for the good of all, we know.
May I ask a question now?
Yes, please. May the gentleman ask a question now? Certainly, Ben.
Just following on from what you have just said, does it mean that our positive or negative thoughts have an influence on the future? Because you've said to us that our thoughts have more power than we realize.
Thought is the most powerful thing that you have. There is always positive and the negative. You must have the difference. Of course, the power of your thought has a great deal to do with the influence which goes forward. The answer is yes.
Yes, yes.
Are there 7 energy centers in the body which respond to different colors, the 7 different colors?
Yes, I have heard this. There are many more centers in your physical body, but for ease of purpose, you have chosen to pick 7 energy points. I can tell you there are many many, many more. But if it suits the purpose of your healing, then let it be. Yes. Your whole spirit being is one energy. Do you understand? So to say, are there seven energies? That is not quite correct, but at the same time, it is, because I know what you are speaking of.
Yes.
But you must see yourself as a whole.
Yes.
One world, one mass of energy.
Yes.
Does that seem clear to you?
Yes.
Would it be realistic to suggest that those seven centers of energy are as of the seven facets of the one diamond?
Again, my friend, there are more facets to a diamond.
Yes.
But, yes, I agree with you. Again, we are delving into complicated issues, but I don't want to be too deep at this particular time. Let us take each step as it comes.
Yes.
But yes, the question is a good one, and yes, it is partly correct.
Okay. And I would like to say we're finding this most interesting.
Are there any more?
Any more questions? Debbie, you said you had a lot.
Can I ask one?
Yes, please.
As you're sitting here with us, do you, and me, each one of us, do you know what our life ahead means for us?
I'm sorry if I smile.
So I was smiling too.
Of course, you all have a life plan. You do not come to this earth without a life plan. Yes, your future is mapped out, as we have spoken before. But I am not here to tell you your future. You, my dear, must live your own life. You must make your own mistakes and learn from them. But yes, your future is new.
May I ask another question?
Yes, Fred.
Is it possible for us to ask whether children being born today are most likely to be spiritually aware when people have an outcast?
Not necessarily. The world as a whole is more spiritually aware today than it has been in the past. But children being born today are not. They take up their position to learn. Therefore, what they have gained spiritually is blocked when they are born. Does that make sense to you?
Do you mean when they are conceived? When they begin life?
We have to go further back before birth. No, the answer is they are not more spiritually aware when they are born today than in the past. Spirit today has not altered from the past. It is each era that is more spiritually aware.
Yes, I was going to suggest that perhaps the further answer to that is that there are many more opportunities in the world nowadays for newly born people and children to have an awareness of the spiritual necessity.
That comes once they are born.
Yes.
It makes no difference before they are born. That is the point I am trying to make.
Right.
Does that answer your question sufficiently?
Yes. Thank you.
The opportunity to become more spiritually aware is greater in this day and age. I know the question you are trying to put. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to suggest that our friends here should prepare some questions for each meeting now, if that's agreeable to you.
Of course.
You sure? And then at least we shall not be wasting your time by not having questions to ask.
My time is never wasted.
No, you're quite right, it isn't.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
I won't ask anymore, just one more question. Is it useful for us to think of life as a sort of battle or tension between good and evil? And are we to work for the forces of good? Is it sensible for us to think that way?
A battle between good and evil. Always you should look towards the light, call it good if you will. Sensible to think of it as a battle? No, that is not sensible. You should strive always for good. Good in your everyday lives. Good for the future. Good for all the peoples of your earth. No, do not think of life as a battle. You were sent here to learn, but not to consider it a battle.
No, I was told that long ago when I was in a depressed mood at one time. I said, this life here is like a prison. And I was very soundly taken to task for that remark. And I was told quite pointedly that it is not a prison, it is a college for learning.
Indeed. Think of yourself as pupil to learn, not as prisoners in a cage.
No, I have done that ever since. He was quite right. I was thinking along the wrong lines.
Yes. If you think of life as a battle, let me reiterate what I said previously. What is the most powerful thing that you possess?
Can I ask a question?
Yes, yes.
Can I assume that it's possible to create a heaven on earth with the power of positive thought?
You are quite correct. Heaven can be here on earth. That is what we are all striving for.
Yeah.
You are quite right, young lady.
And it's going to take a tremendous amount of positive thought on behalf of everybody.
Service.
It must emanate from everybody.
Yes.
Can I ask a question? I relate.
Yes, sir.
I think love is the most important factor on earth. Sometimes we feel that as a whole we're just not generating enough of it. Would you care to comment on that?
Love is the most important thing, not only on your earth, but in everything. You speak of God. Who or what is God, if it is not the universal power of love? Love is indeed the most powerful thing that anyone can possess. It is that element of spirit that shines forth from each and every one of you to varying degrees. Love is what you are about.
Okay. Would I be right in assuming then that one's ability to emanate a power of thought and love would affect the aura which is seen around us as physical beings?
You would be correct. What you are shines out in your aura, as it does on every living thing.
Thank you. I'm glad to confirm that, because I have told people that their own thoughts are projecting love, even if they are not aware of it. Providing they are aware of the importance of love, then automatically they will be emanating those forces to others.
Yes. The aura that surrounds each and every one of you tells you what you are. Those of you who can see the auras, and there are many of you on this earthly plane who can see exactly who and what you are. It can be used in healing. It can be used for guidance. It can be used as a force for good. Do you understand?
Yes, thank you. Any more questions, please?
I am aware of them. Whatever brings knowledge to you, whatever inspiration we bring you, whatever use can be made of it is important in that respect. It is a good thing.
Thank you.
Any more?
I have a question. I know I said I wouldn't answer it, but just one more question. I would really like to ask who you are, and I recognize that's not an easy thing to answer, but I often hear communicators say "we," and I often would think to myself, who are you in relation to us, and who are you in yourself?
My friend, that is just the type of question I would expect from you.
Mm-hmm. It's been bothering him a long time.
I will try to explain to you. I come to you as a single entity because it is easier that way to communicate. We are using one body, but I, as you put it, I am not I, as you would know it. I am a combination of many things. Are you following
me? Yes,
I'm sure.
Yeah. I am. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I come to you because that is the way of communication that you on earth understand. I am a conglomerate of beings.
Might I extend that question a little by asking, and I think this is in our inquirer's mind too, by asking, did you at one time live upon this earth as a physical being?
Understand, my friend, things are not all they seem. Part of me, yes, has lived on your earth at one time.
Yes.
We are getting into deep subjects again, but I will endeavor.
I apologize for that, yes.
We spoke earlier of a diamond.
Yes.
I am one facet of a diamond who has chosen to break from the rest to come to you at this time to teach and to instruct you. Therefore, I am not the I alone. I belong to the we.
Yes.
That is the simplest way I can find to explain to you.
Thank you.
I am more than I.
Yes. I do understand what you're trying to tell us, and I appreciate the information. And if I might follow that one step further, please, if there is the power, is there?
We are running down,
yes.
But please continue.
We'll make this the last one, then. You have heard us, no doubt, talk here, and your colleagues have heard us talk about highly evolved beings. Are we right in assuming that you, in our minds, in our vocabulary, could be classified as such? A very high, knowing that you are I is not I, we accept that, but you as the entity visiting us, we look upon as a very highly evolved spirit.
I understand the question. And yes, I suppose you would consider me to be that, But of course, I cannot say that it's true.
No, I know.
Because...
It is difficult, yes.
Yes, your knowledge is a little more extended than the other, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, for all intent and purposes, yes, you would consider me to be.
Thank you very much indeed. And we are grateful, and I know you won't want to hear the word, but I'm going to say it. We are honored that you should have visited us like this. We look forward to many more visits.
I look for no honor.
No, I know.
No thanks. No gratitude.
Well, let me say it is our love then for you.
I hope that you will all benefit from what I will try to bring you all.
I'm sure we shall.
We have much to
think. Thank you so much. God bless you, and our love is with you.